Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Anti-MLM podcast. This is Emma coming to you from a place of being alone. You get some Emma a la carte in your ear holes today. I'm going to be recording episodes on my own because that's just where we're at right now. Releasing weekly episodes has always been my goal with this podcast, and obviously that has not been the case. It's been anything but consistent. And I'm here to change that this year. I've been thinking of recording this episode for a really long time, but there were many excuses I'd come up with, and there's a lot of fear of doing this on my own, but I'm tired of not doing the things that I want to do just because I'm scared or I can't envision it in my brain or any other excuse I can come up with. So to give y'all a little update, I am learning some really hard lessons about speaking up for myself. It can be really lonely, and I'm in this place where I wonder if it's really worth it, even though I know it is in the end and in the long haul, and I can't be the only one struggling with this, even though I feel so alone a lot of the time. That's one of the intrusive thoughts I've been struggling with. I feel like I don't have anything going on for me in life, and I'm having a hard time with dating. I've started to turn it back on myself. Like, I don't have enough to bring to the table, even though I know that's not true. And I've done so much for myself and come so far in the last few years, and I think I need a reminder that the healing doesn't end, like there's not an end point, and I don't need to reach a certain milestone to be worthy of sharing love with someone. So I've been dealing with that, and I've also had time to focus on my health. So I did get diagnosed with celiac. So all of those times that the gluten-free diet was helping me was because I actually needed a gluten-free diet. So it's been a huge thing, and I've just been making really hard decisions that are in my best interest and trying to do those things that are really difficult because they're worth it in the end. So I think I've kind of piled on too much. So I'm trying to take a step back and allow myself to relax because I've just been doing so much that I'm not relaxing. And yeah. I've also been thinking about what I want this podcast to be. And it's difficult diving into the world of multi-level marketing when you're trying to get away from that style of living. There's a lot of negativity, and it feels like I'm talking in circles sometimes because there isn't a simple solution to this huge societal problem. The last few years have been a long journey, and I wasn't in a stable position for a lot of that. So giving myself space to allow this podcast to be what it was at the time is what worked. And honestly, I have no regrets as far as that goes. But my desire for this podcast to be full-time has not gone away. And now I'm in a place where I have more time to put my energy toward this thing that's very special to me. This podcast is one of the things that I am most proud of in my life, and I want people to know about it. It's kind of wild to feel that I have so much to be proud about, especially compared to how I felt when I sat down to record this. I think sometimes we need to say things out loud and remind ourselves of all that we do. It's so easy to let accomplishments go by without celebrating, and I don't want to do that. So that being said, I'd love to celebrate a little with y'all by going over our Spotify recap from last year, 2022, because I didn't expect much when I looked at it because we only put out one or two episodes, but y'all really did blow me away. So here's some of the stats from that wrap up. First off, this podcast was heard in 52 countries, which is just so freaking cool. Shout out to the top five, which are the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, and Germany. And this next statistic blew me away because apparently we were in the top 20% of most shared podcasts globally. And I don't really know what that means, but it sounds impressive. And I invite you to continue sharing with your friends and MLM enemies. ML enemies? Anywho. We are also in the top 5% of most followed podcasts, which again might not mean anything, but it sounds hella cool. Only 10% of our listeners actually follow the podcast, so I would recommend smashing that follow button if you haven't already. Shout out to our listeners' podcast personality, which is The Adventurer. I do believe we are a hidden gem, and you've established yourself as members of our pod on the ground floor, which you know is the most important place to be. Okay, now this is the part that really blew me away. Like, honestly, I don't know if I cried the first time I saw this, but you know that's highly likely. This podcast, the Anti-MLM Podcast, is a top 10 podcast for 876 people. Holy shit. And not only that, but we are a top 5 podcast for 397 fans. And there are 45 absolutely beautiful humans who have locked in this podcast as their number one podcast. That's wild and incredible, and I'm honored. Honestly, if I had anything to give you all, I would. You're incredible. In the end, I guess my gift to you could be weekly episodes and more Emma in your ear holes, because apparently you're into that sort of thing, even if it means listening to old episodes on repeat. So, to wrap up this episode, I have a little story to tell you. I'm pretty surprised at how little I see MLMs in my day-to-day life now, but every now and then they love to sneak in and remind me that there is still a need for this podcast. I do gig work for money, and I was delivering to someone who messaged me while I was on the way and told me that they left a little baggie for me hanging on the mailbox. I got really excited because I love a little extra cash tip, and what else would this be? Maybe a fiver, just a few bucks, whatever, it's cool. But no. Lo and behold, I got to the door, and there's a cute little baggie that's instantly recognizable to me because it's like the little baggies that every single MLM person uses to put samples in and send out in packages or hand out to unsuspecting people. And all I can imagine now is an entire trash island in the ocean with MLM products in these sheer, shiny baggies. So it wasn't a tip. It was some paparazzi jewelry, some hoop earrings. They're like silver, kind of shiny. And then like a little silver magnetic looking bracelet. I still took the baggie, honestly. I haven't worn either of the pieces, but I'll show y'all on the Instagram. And I'm having flashbacks of this type of marketing where they convince you to give away items for free in hopes of getting a return. It just makes me think that they also profiled me based on my delivery driver profile. I guarantee you they aren't handing out free jewelry to everyone who comes to the door. Or maybe they are, who knows? All I know is that you shouldn't join paparazzi or any other MLM today or any other day. So that's all for this episode. See you next time, and thanks for listening.